The first thing we ought to do before we start talking about Photoshop is to explore the desktop and the working environment in Photoshop. Across the top of the screen, you'll see the menu bar. Now, on a Macintosh, you'll see the Photoshop menu. And the Photoshop menu contains the About and Preferences and Quit menu. You will not see this in Windows. Windows, and you'll see the File menu, and that contains the Exit, and the Edit menu contains the Preferences. File menu, though, contains the things you'd expect to find, like New, Open, Close, Save, Save As. And the Edit menu is the same. Things like Cut, Copy, Paste are all here. A lot of this is grayed out because we don't have any selections that are active at the moment. In the Image menu, we can make adjustments to the image. The Layer menu deals with layers. The Select menu deals with selections. The Filter menu has filters that can alter the look of your image and adjust various things. A lot of this is grayed out because I have a 16-bit image here right now. If you have Photoshop extended, you'll see the Analysis menu. The View menu has important things like zooming in and out, fit on screen, actual pixels, print size, things that you might need to see. The Windows menu, not only can you arrange multiple images and you can adjust your workspace, but you can also find the palettes here and also any open files that you might be working on that are on the desktop. If you can't find a palette, this is the place to go. And then there's the Photoshop Help menu, which is very useful when you are stuck. Below the menu bar, we have the Options bar. The Options bar is a contextual palette that changes depending upon the tool that I choose out of the toolbox. For example, I have the Move tool, so you see the options for the Move tool. If I take the rectangular marquee, I get a different set of options here. If I pick the Slice tool, a different size. If I pick the Brush tool or the Gradient tool. So depending upon the tool you use, you will see different options up here in the toolbar, in the Options bar. The toolbox is along the left-hand side. In Photoshop CS3, Adobe went to a single-column toolbox to save space. If you miss the older two-column version, just click the double-headed arrow and it jumps back to the two-column version. You can switch back and forth as you go. I happen to like the single column. I think it makes a lot of sense. On the other side, on the right, you have the palette menu. All of your palettes will be here in palette groups. If you need to hide or a particular palette, you want to exit a particular palette, click here. If you want to on the X, if I want to get rid of the histogram, I'll click on the X. If I want to get it back, I go to the window and I'll click on histogram and it appears back in there. And also the one that's missing from there is the navigator, which usually pops up in the default view. They're usually groups of three, histogram, info, and navigator here. To minimize a palette group, simply click on the little horizontal bar in the upper right-hand corner. To delete an entire palette group, click on the X. To switch the order of the palettes, you can just grab the tabs and drag them. So the histogram will be on top, navigator in the middle, info. Not that it matters very much, but you just grab them and drag them around like so. Color swatches and styles are down here. Layers, channels, and paths are over here. We have other palettes, history, actions, tool presets, brushes, clone source, the character palette, which deals with type, the paragraph palette, which obviously for paragraphs are type, and layer comps. You can make the palettes get smaller by clicking the arrows to collapse them. I can also grab the triple vertical line here and drag them out if I want to. I can do the same thing over here if I want to see the palettes. I cannot make them smaller than their default sizes, but I can make them larger. So if I want to open this up and I drag that out. And again, you can customize the palettes because you can customize your workspace up here in the workspace button in the options bar. I've got a couple of other ones. This is the default workspace. So if I wanted to make certain, maybe there are palettes that I don't use all the time, like the Navigator palette, and maybe I don't use this palette group at all. I can now save that, going to Workspace, Save Workspace. I can give it a name, and I'll call it J3 because I've got some other ones, and I'll click Save, and there it is. So if I want the default back, I can click on the default workspace. If I want to get J3 back, I click there. I'll click yes. And there I am back again. So it makes it easy to customize the workspace in Photoshop. Also up here is the jump to bridge button or go to bridge. I can click that. And if I need to access Adobe Bridge, I can go right there from here. Another thing, down at the bottom of the, you'll see in standard screen mode and expanded screen mode, you'll see the status bar. It has the magnification of my image here, and it also has some information. In this particular case, it shows me the color space and the bit depth that I'm working at. I can change that by clicking on here and going to show. If I want to see the document size instead, you can see it's a very big document at 976.6 megabytes. I can also, or if I want to see something else like the dimensions, also very big in dimensions, I can go in and talk about scratch size, efficiency, measurement scale, whatever I might need. Document profile is the default here. This shows up, as I said, in standard screen view and expanded view. And those views are controlled over here at the bottom of the toolbox by the very last tool, standard screen mode here. Maximize screen mode, which gives me white gray space around the whole thing. And then there is also full screen mode with menu bar, which now centers the image on the page and gives me a gray background, which is nice on a Macintosh because it gives me a gray backdrop, since in Macintosh the program does not make its own desktop. And I'm going to take the hand tool. I can move this around in here with the hand tool if I need to position it in a different place to give myself some room here. The last viewing is not for the faint of heart, but the full screen mode alone. The full screen mode makes the background black, and you'll notice the menu bar disappears. So you have to know the menu shortcuts when you're using this. You can also type the letter F, which is a good shortcut to go back and forth. If you want to hide the palettes and the toolbox, press the Tab key. To get them back, press Tab again. If you want to hide just the palettes and leave the toolbox up, hold down Shift and press Tab, and Shift Tab again to bring it back. So there you have a little tour of the Photoshop work area and desktop. Thanks for watching.